Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is Chess Griffin. In this episode, I'm going to do a little review of the Kwan D2 portable media player. This is a device that's been out about a year, and I've actually had a couple Kwan products. I had a iAudio 5, which was just a just an audio player that also had a radio and the ability to record. But the Kwan D2 is a new player. It's like I said, it's been out about a year or so. But it's a great little device, and I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about it, just tell people about it. It's especially friendly to people who use operating systems other than Windows or OS X. The Kwan D2 is a video and audio player. It's a pretty small device. I'm looking at mine now. It's slightly bigger than square. I mean, it's rectangular, but it's, it's maybe, 3 inches by 2 inches by a half an inch, something like that. I think it weighs a little over 3 ounces. It's really small, and it's got a, a nice color screen of, I think it's a 2.5 inch screen, video screen display, 16 million color display. The resolution is 320 by 280, and it's a touch screen as well. But for the audio, obviously this will play MP3s, it plays AUGs, plays Windows Media files, plays FLAC, Waves, and maybe one or two other codecs. I think it plays AACs as well, not the DRM version from the iTunes Music Store, but if you've got other audio files in AAC format, un-DRM'd, I think it will play those as well. The video portion, well, the sound on the audio is great. I mean, it's just fantastic. There's a couple of good reviews of the Kwan out there, and I'm not much of an audiophile, but I mean, it sounds really good to me. And I've had one iPod a long time ago, many years ago, that has since died, and I think the audio quality of the Kwans is at least equal to the iPods, if not better. But the real cool thing about this device is the fact that it can play videos, I think. And there's a lot of video players out there, but the size of this device and some of the features really make it stand out. For the movies, it'll play in AVI format and I think Windows Media video format as well, as far as the containers go. For the codecs, I think it will play MPEG-4. Again, Windows Media, and I believe it plays XVID and DivX, although I haven't tried those yet, but I'm pretty sure it does. I have played MPEG-4 files in the AVI container, and it plays really well. Again, the resolution is 320 by 240, 30 frames a second. If you encode those files with MP3 audio, then of course it will. Then the audio portion will play just fine. I'll come back to the video stuff in a few minutes about, encoding. It'll also record, line-in recording, external mic support, voice recording. It's got a built-in little teeny tiny microphone. I've tested the built-in microphone, and, it sounds okay. Nothing really great. But I think the line-in recording and the external mic support is supposed to be very good. The only downside to the audio recording is that it records in Windows Media format. My old iAudio 5, I'm pretty sure, would record in MP3 format. I also have an iRiver 790 that records in MP3 format. In fact, that's what I'm recording this episode on right now, is the iRiver. But it does do the recording. And being able to record off the radio is pretty nice. It'll also show photos, as you would imagine, being a video player, so you can drop some photos, JPEGs, I think. I don't think there's any limitation on the size or the quality or anything. It also has a pretty basic text viewer, and I think it supports up to text files up to 2 megs. And it works okay. You can read the text, although it's obviously pretty small. As I said, it does have a built-in FM radio as well, which is pretty nice. As far as the built-in memory, this comes in 3 different sizes currently in terms of the internal built-in memory. 2 gigs, 4 gigs, and 8 gigs, obviously flash-based. This is not a hard drive-based player. It also has, what's great, is an SD card slot, and I think it will also take MMC cards. I don't have any of those, but I do have a 4-gig SD card. And with a firmware upgrade, it'll take SDHC cards as well. So you can conceivably get this thing up pretty big with a lot of extra space. It is USB 2.0, high speed, you know, in terms of connection, so that works pretty well. File transfer speed is like 35, 40, something like that, so it's not, you know, super fast, but it works. The battery life is pretty good. They rated it 52 hours charge. It's got a built-in rechargeable battery, so it doesn't take AA or AAA or anything. It's a rechargeable battery. They say 52 hours. I've probably gotten at least 40 hours, and I've probably gotten pretty close to 50. That's for audio playback. If you watch videos, obviously the battery life will go down. I think they rate it at 10 hours for video. The package, when you buy it, it includes a an AC adapter. There's a little teeny tiny plug on the side that you can use, and you can plug it in with, you know, charge it using the AC just wall outlet. You can also charge over USB. It charges much faster with the adapter than USB. I think a full charge on the adapter only takes like 3 hours, and with USB it might take 7 to 10 hours, something like that. But it works fine, and it does include the AC adapter, USB cable. It also has TV out, which is kind of cool. I haven't tried that yet. It doesn't come with a TV out cable though, but you can buy that. But it will play, and some of the stuff I've read is that it plays pretty well if you attach it to a TV or something. So that works really well. As far as encoding videos, as I said, the resolution is 320 by 240, and you've got to get it in an AVI container, MPEG-4. What I've done with pre-existing video that I've had, a couple different ways you can do it. You can obviously just manually use any kind of tool, you know, transcode or something like that to encode. There's also a little script out there, and I don't have a link for it, but I'll try to dig one up for the show notes. But if you just Google around for Kwan D2 video encoding script or something like that, you should come up with it. I actually found it linked to in the Ubuntu forums, and there's even a way you can, you know, make it a Nautilus script. So if you use Ubuntu and you use the Nautilus file manager, you know, Nautilus has the ability to have sort of drop-in scripts that appear in the right-click context menu. So when I did that, I would right-click on a video and it would say encode to Kwan D2 or something like that, and it just worked great. I've got several videos on my SD card, and they play really, really well. No pixelation. It looks really nice, and it plays very smoothly. No choppiness or anything like that in the playback. A couple other points. One nice thing about it is that obviously it just mounts as a USB mass storage device, so that's great if you use Linux or BSD or something. It does come with some software, sort of their Kwan's version of an iTunes type of music jukebox software, but I've never used it. So you certainly don't need to use that, and it won't run on Linux. It's just, I think it's Windows and Mac software. But since it's just USB mass storage, it's very easy to drag and drop files, create folders, you know, create a folder structure however you want. Within the UI, you can create playlists and all of that. I tend to just navigate through the folders, and that plays just fine. Speaking of the UI and the touchscreen, the UI in all the Kwan products I've found to be not as easy to use as maybe the iPod. You have to press a lot of buttons to get to the song you want to play or something. But once you get used to it, I mean, it works pretty well. It just takes getting used to, I guess. It does have the ability to resume where you left off. That's a setting I noticed was not enabled by default. So by default, it'll not save your place, but you can do that. You can also save bookmarks, and you can have multiple bookmarks in video or audio files that you can come back to later. The other nice thing as far as users of Linux and BSD and stuff like that is, and I think this is awesome, I wish all players did this, but firmware updates are simply drag and drop. It's great. It works really well. Basically what you do is you download a zip file with the firmware from the Kwan website, you know, unzip it, and it may have, you know, a few different bin files for the firmware, and there's easy instructions. You basically just, you have to do it a few steps. So basically you would drag the first bin firmware into the root folder on the Kwan, and I think you then disconnect it and reboot it, and then you do it with the second bin file. So there might be three or four bin files in any one firmware upgrade, so you've got to drag and drop and reboot three or four times, but it's really painless and it works perfectly from Linux. That's what I love about that, rather than having to, I think for my old Kwan, the iAudio 5, I think I had to do the firmware flashes through Windows, so that was a real pain. But this doesn't require that. So it works great. It's a great little device as far as cost. Like I said, I got the 4 meg version, and I think it was maybe 160 or 170, something like that. It comes in, I believe, 2 or 3 different colors. I got the black one. I think there's white and maybe silver. I'm not positive of that. The screen is like I said, it's a great screen. Very, you know, it's a great resolution. It looks really good. It's obviously very susceptible to fingerprints. It came with a screen protector. It's not even really a screen protector. It's like, you know how when you buy stuff, it comes with a little sticky thing that it's got a little tab that you can peel it off the first time you use it. I've actually left that on until I have time to actually buy an actual screen protector just to kind of protect it. I also bought like a little, rubber kind of, skin for it, to protect it a little bit. I've dropped it a couple of times and the skin has protected it just fine. So that hasn't been a problem. I think it comes with a carry strap and the, stuff like that. But I mean, I don't ever use that kind of stuff. The other thing I'll mention is the little cover that covers up the USB port and the VGA, the TV out, and the AC adapter plug, the hole, you plug the AC adapter in. It's got a little plastic cover, and you got to kind of pick it off with your fingernails, and then it kind of extends out on a very thin little plastic, string almost. And that's the only part of this device that seems very flimsy. The rest of the device seems really well constructed, and the buttons are responsive, and the user interface is very responsive. But overall, I mean, I think the device is made well, except for that little cover. But I don't ever really open it up too much other than to charge it, I guess. And I do all my stuff. I usually just use the SD card that I pop out and pop in an SD reader on my computer and just drag files onto that. So anyway, overall, it's a great device. I highly recommend it for the cost and for the features. I think you get a lot. I think I like the fact that it's very operating system agnostic. Doesn't require any proprietary software or anything like that. If you listen to Fairplay Music, which I believe is DRM music, Windows DRM music, I don't know, I don't use that, but I think it will play that. So for people who do have that kind of stuff, it'll work, I'm pretty sure, but I don't have any DRM music to try that out with. But anyway, it's definitely a great little device. Big thumbs up. Check it out and, play around with it. I don't think they're in any stores. I got mine on Newegg, but there may be a few stores where you can find it. But very cool little device. And if you get it, hope you have fun. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.